Will the Senate Education Committee please come to order? Today is Friday, March 16th, 2018, the 50th anniversary of the My Lai Massacre. The time is 8:02 a.m. In attendance are myself, Stevens Chair, Senator Begich, Senator Hughes. Senator Giesel is out of state in D.C. at this time. Senator Coghill, I hope, will show up shortly. But at least we have a quorum to conduct business. Today we're going to resume hearing on House Bill 214 relating to Breeze Law and dating violence. The intention today is to hear from the sponsor of the bill, the staff, also any other agencies or stakeholders, and any questions that anybody may have in discussion of the bill, and forward it on to the next committee, which is the Judiciary Committee. Any questions before we start? Okay, thank you. So we have the bill sponsor, the staff here, Patrick Fitzgerald. any opening comments, Mr. Fitzgerald?
Hello, Patrick Fitzgerald, staff of Representative Drummond. Good morning, Senate Education Committee. I'd just like to say that myself, I'm available in room, and Butch and Cindy Moore are available over the telephone for any questions or concerns.
Great. Thank you very much, Patrick. Just to want to note that we have a recent letter in support of this bill from Dr. Michael Johnson, the Commissioner of Education, dated March 14th. Okay, so you have that before you, and he is in support, and the department is in support of the bill before us. So let's open the public testimony. Martin Stepeth. From here in Juneau. I'm not sure I pronounced your name right. Would you correct me there?
Martin Stepton.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Begich, Hughes. Appreciate it. I seen this on the schedule for this morning. I thought I'd better come down and say something. I have kids of my own. They're really young right now, but this dating violence thing is a big thing, and it's you know, if we get this to pass, we won't be the only one. There's coming to pass in all states. You know, this is becoming people are becoming aware that these laws need to be in place. Our young people need to be educated, and this puts a name and a face and emotion to a law that otherwise wouldn't have one. So I think this is very good because we remember things a lot better, especially when you put a name and a face and a story to the law. You know, this law will be written in blood, sadly, but yeah, it'll make it really effective also at the same time, along with Amber Alert. That's a very effective law that was passed throughout the states. Aaron's Law, that's another one related to sexual violence. That's another great one that was passed all throughout the states. You know, I just testified the other day on HB 75 relating to very simple, smart gun-related protection, you know. Just stuff like that. No-nonsense rules that help us make ourselves safer. That's basically all these laws are. And if it comes to pass, we could say we've done something. If tragedy like this has ever happened, it's proactive and it's also reactive to the tragedy that happened. So I think this is straightforward. I thank the sponsor for bringing it up. That's all.
Thank you, Martin. I appreciate your coming down early this morning and being with us and for your comments. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We also have Patty Owen, also from Juneau. Ms. Owen. Thank you for being with us.
Senator Stevens, members of the committee, my name is Patty Owen. I'm from Juneau. I'm a lifelong Alaskan. I'm representing myself. I'm also a health educator. I am familiar with the Alaska Safe Children's Act and worked with the task force in the past. Breeze Law, to me, came into being as Breeze Law and is still known as Breeze Law informally. And I think that to formally name Breeze Law would put the history with the young woman and honor her memory, honor her parents' work. I really don't see that there would be a downside. I think people recognize again that Breeze Law has that name recognition that we can relate to. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your being with us this morning, Ms. Owen. Is there anyone else who'd like to make any comments that has not signed up? If not, we'll close the public hearing and bring the bill back before the committee. Currently, this bill has a zero fiscal note. Also note that both Butchmore and Cindy Moore are online for questions if we have any. Any additional questions or comments from members of the committee? Yes, Senator Hughes.
Yes, I don't have a question, but I agree with the last speaker. There's not a downside. And when you think about laws, especially for young people, they probably perceive them as quite dry and technical. And, it's donuts. that laws are quite dry and technical. And I think for young people, when we are tying this to a lesson that's demonstrated through a story of a tragedy of a lovely person's life, I think it really makes it more real to them. And for that reason, I will be supporting the naming of the law, Breeze Law. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator Hughes. Further questions, comments? Take a brief at ease. Mr. Coghill, for a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move that House Bill 214, Draft Bill 30LS0781, version O, from committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Thank you very much. Is there any objection to that motion? If not, the bill moves from committee. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the And if there's no further business before us, then we are adjourned at 8:10.